Here we go.
There's a drive.
Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
The drive and the two.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what that teams are coming after you? Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielma, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
This is very unfortunate that I have to report that we are not doing a radio show today. We are skipping the next 2 hours because, frankly, we're all in a state of shock thanks to one little report that flew out over Twitter. Social media is not good for this country, Derek Piper. It's
what
not
happened?
Good.
You're going to have to fill me in.
No, it's not good for Illinois fans, Derek Piper.
I just have no idea what you're talking about.
I figured you'd be lost on this. Let me fill you in, my friend, here in a second.
Okay.
With your blue shirt on.
Don't do that.
Okay, I'll try not to spend the entire show mentioning that Derek Piper has a blue shirt on today. That's not fair to Derek, so I will not say it again that you have a blue shirt on today. By the way, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I know that it was just a accident. We don't sit there and think about what we're going to wear for the day. We know
that. I was wearing this before anything came about or anything blasted out on Twitter or whatever you might be referencing.
I usually start the show with good morning. And there's a reason that I use the phrase good morning.
And the Cubs aren't playing today. I thought it was a perfectly safe day to wear a blue shirt.
Well, good morning. However, I'm not saying good morning today. I'm not saying it. It's kind of a weird day. Lonte, Derek Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Trevor Valise will be here. We have Jason Hegemeyer, Illini Associate AD, handles basically the ticket office. He's going to join us at 4:30. Lance Speaker, Farmer City Raceway, going to join us at the end of this hour. Get you ready. They got some big racing going on at Farmer City on the dirt. So we'll talk about that. You got a little snippet about Dawson Garcia. He's touring another campus right now. And according to Derek Piper, he thinks that this could be the other campus that is the one kind of in the big fight with Illinois to get Dawson Garcia. But I'm not going to bury the lead. The lead came out, I don't even know what time. I got a call from Andrew Tay, and he said, this is exactly what happened. He calls me. I didn't get to the call. I text him. I said, hey, call me back. Sorry. He calls me back. I'm like, what's up, bud? And he's like, did you hear about Kofi? Here's exactly what I said. I'm like, is he coming back? That's exactly what I said. And he goes, no, he entered his name in the transfer portal. I'm like, what? Derek Piper, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much.
For the next 20 minutes.
Jeez.
What is going on?
Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Would not have expected this at all. Again, as we've talked about here in recent weeks, he said to Marley Weirder at WCIA, I'm 100% staying in.
Wow.
We talked about it yesterday with the player's trunk and him selling that gear. This is just a very complicated situation. I would say, first and foremost, Kofi hasn't gotten the best advice, in my opinion. Okay. This is me giving an opinion and sharing it, but if he wants to come back to college, which entering the transfer portal tells me that he's very interested in doing at the very least, he didn't probably approach it the right way with, having a player's trunk, selling gear, which at that point in time before NIL goes into effect, that was it. That was your eligibility's gone.
You're done.
He said 100% he's in. I know that there have been conversations with Illinois even, in recent months about, hey, just kind of talk with us here. Talk this out. Let's go through the process. Let's get the feedback. And let's try to navigate this thing in the best way possible and make this decision in July. Well, Kofi seemed to have his mind made up in April and May or whatever it may be.
Agree.
Didn't get the feedback he wanted. Didn't play maybe the way he wanted to play at the G League camp. And now, in the last however many days or maybe the last week, he's looking at the NIL and he's looking at the conversation and the buzz of what you could potentially make in college and just the possibility to go back to college and get another year to boost his stock. And now he's in the situation where there's just a lot of uncertainties. There are a lot of questions about there's no guarantee if he does even go back to college that he's going to be eligible. Obviously, he's not going to make that move without maybe having that answer. But entering the transfer portal is a shockwave to Champaign, to Illinois, because if he was going to come back to college, you would think, why would he not come back to Illinois? Were you just a one seed? You're an All-American. We got Curbelo still here. I know Io's gone. I know your buddy Georgie's gone. I know Antigua was gone. But this is just something that Illini fans are obviously going to be upset about. We can talk about just maybe it's encouraging from the standpoint of him looking back to college, and obviously Illinois would make a lot of sense to
go
back there.
That's a great point.
But there are just a lot of questions and a lot of angst and just a lot of confusion right now on how we got to this point and why at our 4th of July barbecues we're going to be talking about is Kentucky going to be having Kofi in their front court next year? Who else would be an option? It's wild, and Kofi has until the 7th of July to decide whether or not to pull out of the draft, and that will be the actual answer.
Okay.
You going pro, you coming back, where are you going to be?
All right, I got a lot of questions. And if we did 250 shows a year, I prepare for exactly zero of those. I wish I would have prepared for this. I didn't even know the news until I was basically on my way to radio. So I'm not prepared with a list here. I'm not going to grab this sheet and just start asking you questions. My first question, though, is going to be to deal with what you said about the player's trunk, with the idea that Kofi, before the NIL went into effect on July 1st, the name, image, and likeness, before that went into effect, and by the way, there's a lot, Andre Curbelos has agreed to a deal with a credit union here in town. I mean, so this is happening for a lot of these athletes. I saw Luke Ford tweeted out, hey, my DMs are open. I'm ready to make money here for me and also your business. So it's one of those situations where this thing is off and rolling. And every Illinois coach is tweeting out that, hey, we're at the forefront of this. We want to make sure that our athletes are taking advantage of this. So with that said, if Kofi was selling items on the player's trunk, which I had never even heard of until last night's show, and it showed that he had already sold a bunch of stuff, basically his game wear and such, like even his Big Ten tournament, credential that he would wear, where they would say, not that you would mistaken Kofi for a regular fan. Like I don't think Kofi's walking through the door and the guy's going, are you sure you play basketball? But it's one of those situations where he has already done this. So, and we're going to get there. We're going to get there, listeners. We're going to get there to why this is happening. But right now, if he does come back to college, can he even play? And I know I'm asking you a question that you don't know all the answers to, but essentially he gave up his amateurism before the NIL happened by selling merchandise. So in my mind, yeah, we're worried about him coming back and then going to Kentucky. I know that's on the forefront of all of our minds. But can he even do that? Can he even come back to Illinois now that he's already made money and you're not allowed to do that, at least before July 1, you were not allowed to do that as a player and remain eligible to play college sports.
Sure.
Do we know anything more about that?
No. And that's very much unclear at this point. And I'll be honest with you. I know, and as we've been discussing NIL and what players are able to benefit off of, I know that they can make money from signing memorabilia. They can sign autographs, and that be something they benefit from. But there is that part of it where there's not supposed to be the connection to the university as far as them being shown in an advertisement wearing an Illinois jersey. And we've seen, and I know these are different times, but that whole Ohio State football thing with Jim Tressel way back in the day was trading gear and, you know, college football ring, whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Big Ten championship stuff for tattoos, and that was illegal.
Like,
you weren't allowed to sell that stuff and profit off of that, even just in trade, as you'd say, for a tattoo. So that is where I'm still a little bit confused, because I guess the one argument you would make is, was Kofi just doing what you can currently do through NIL, before it went to into effect. At that point, you'd say, hey, this is legal right now.
Mm-hmm.
All he did was do it a couple months before.
Right.
Okay, NCAA, that was his bad. He's now opened his eyes to NIL that it's in effect.
Mm-hmm.
Would you grant a waiver? He's going to need a waiver.
He's going to
need something from the NCAA that says you're eligible to play despite doing this before.
Fair enough.
It was into effect. And I'll be honest, and I'll try to figure out this answer as we go along. Is that even within the same realm?
Okay.
With the gear. Let's just say, or let's say it's not. Maybe he would say, that was my mistake. I thought I was gone. I'll pay back the money.
Yeah.
Pay back the money. I didn't profit off of it. Would you call that even as far as my eligibility?
Okay.
These are questions that are still being presented as far as would he even be eligible. And I'm sure they're questions that he would want and needs to have answered within the next 6 days, so he knows whether or not to stay in the draft or pull his name out.
Whew. Okay, another question. Do you think Kofi Coburn will stay in the draft or ultimately play professional sports this year?
Man, I would still lean towards him going.
Okay.
I that would just be my gut because I think it's so complicated right now. Now, and I can't answer. We can try and dial up the NCAA right now. It's 5:15 in Indy, so we're probably screwed.
Oh, no, yeah. We're not
their offices are closed.
Correct.
For the entire holiday weekend. that would just be my one question.
Yeah.
Is, are you going to be able to have that answer as far as eligibility? Then again, how strict do they want to be?
Right.
And maybe him being, let's be honest, a star kind of player,
mm-hmm.
trying to come back to the college game, which would be good for college basketball.
Yes, it would.
Would they
make an exception?
Work with him? Make an exception. I would just say that I don't know. I don't know where his head is at right now.
Okay.
And this, again, this is very surprising to me. The transfer portal move to me says that he's very much looking back at college.
That's the plus side of this, right? Well, I know there's a major negative hanging over, and we're about to get to it. But the plus side, Derek, is what you're alluding to in the sense that, okay, thank roses for a minute. Thank happy thoughts for 2 seconds before we go into the Kentucky thing. If you're wondering if Kofi's coming back, the idea that it at least he put his name in the transfer portal. Now, even if he puts it in the portal, he can still play at Illinois. But even the idea that he did that makes you think that he's now having a lot of second thoughts as to coming back to college. I mean, in other words, he told Marley Weirda not long ago from Channel 3 that I am 100% gone. Well, maybe that
wasn't
means,
that literally last. That was like last week, right?
Well, did he mean 100% gone from Illinois? So that he's going either to the NBA or G League or Europe, or he's going to Kentucky? Or did that mean I'm 100% done with college? So in that sense, so again, bear with me here. Think positive for 1 second. If you're an Illinois fan with hopes of Kofi coming back and playing, this news today at least makes you think that he is more than he was a week ago even, thinking, you know what? This isn't working out. At the G League, this isn't working out. I know I'm not going to get drafted. That's what they're telling me. So now I may be coming back to college. So for a second, I guess if you're an Illinois fan and you can somehow think positive, and I know that's hard for us, maybe this is good news in the sense that Kofi could come back to play college and he could come back and play for Illinois.
Yeah, I think that certainly is one way that you need to look at it, mm-hmm. for sure, and that if he's staying in, if there is no change and he's still in the draft and we are just under the assumption or just operating on the knowledge that we have is that, again, he sold the gear, he said 100% in, he's not coming back.
Right.
If he's in the transfer portal and he's thinking about coming back to college, you're sick at the thought of having to then compete with Kentucky for him or compete with UConn for him, who was one of his finalists. It was really down to Illinois and UConn during
Forgot
his recruitment.
About that.
Or in whoever might come into the mix at this point in time. But that would still give you greater odds
mm-hmm.
to bring back your All-American big man versus Kofi's going to go to the draft, no matter what you think about that decision. Whether you're going to say he's 21 years old, he was just an All-American, how much is he going to really change as a player to meet what the NBA currently needs, he's going to make money, period.
Yep.
End of story.
Yep.
Or he can come back and have more opportunity NIL? Would he make more money with NIL versus the G League? That's something that some people are even talking about, and that was a conversation earlier in the week. And we kind of
Chris Webber said this morning on ESPN that if they would have had this, he would have come back another year of college.
Sure. So everyone out there, if you're an Illini fan, is very sick about this news, or just doesn't get a good feeling about it, or just another, are we going to lose another person to Kentucky? But it does give you the indication that he is serious. I would take it as him being serious about coming back to college. Illinois would obviously be a spot that he could return
to.
I mean, I would, at this point, if you told me, okay, he's coming back. Mm-hmm. He's coming back to college. He's in the portal, whatever. Illinois would be the favorite to me in my mind.
Okay.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
I just think that it's someone that is taking advantage of the opportunity to look at what all is out there. And if he was looking into certain NIL opportunities in different places, I wouldn't fully blame him for wanting to just make what he feels like is a business decision or the best decision for him. But Illinois would still make a lot of sense. He would be the Big Ten Player of the Year preseason-wise and probably throughout the whole season at Illinois with Curbelo, with a team that could then, once again, obviously be preseason ranked, but maybe even be a top 15, top 10 caliber team. There would be a lot of reasons for him to return to Champaign. And I know for a fact that Illinois and that coaching staff has been in communication with Kofi here recently. And it's an option. It's an option on the table, which at the end of the day versus a week ago compared to now is better news than he's completely gone.
Yeah, then I agree with you. And if you're just joining us for some reason and didn't see the news, there was a report that Kofi, I guess it's official, has entered his name into the transfer portal. So here's the thing. Here's the rub. Now we're going to get to the crux of all of this. The rub here is that if Kofi just stayed as a professional, even if he ultimately stays as a professional, there's no need for him to enter the transfer portal. And then Illinois fans go crazy because it's like, well, why are you even doing this? If you're either deciding to go to the NBA or go play professionally or go to the G League, or your other option is coming back to college, then just come back to Illinois and be done with it. And forever, Illinois fans would love Kofi. Now, all of a sudden, we see the news today as fans and we think to ourselves, great. Now he's coming back to college and not coming to Illinois. That's exactly what Illinois fans are thinking. I'm thinking it. So you probably are as well. And herein lies the get ready for these blows right now with college sports. And listen, Derek, I'm glad that I'm my age now. Should I do it? Why not? 50. I'm 50. Drink twice. I'm glad that I'm now and not younger and fully vested in this stuff, because I don't know how much I'm going to enjoy college sports going forward with this. Now, that does not mean I have anything against the players doing this. The transfer portal, not the NIL, the transfer portal. I think it's great. If coaches can go, whatever. Players can go. You do your thing. You do your thing. You do what you want to do. I'm only one guy out there. I'm not going to make a difference at any program as to whether or not I'm a huge fan. I'm still always going to be a fan. But these are the little things that you're going to have to get used to. Whatever team you pull for, you're going to have to get used to blows like this to all of a sudden you wake up one day and go, what? That dude's in the transfer portal? So we've got that. You also understand, and I think in the back of our minds, let's be honest, all of us, when Orlando Antigua made the move to Kentucky, there wasn't one of us that didn't sit there and think, oh boy, if Kofi decides to come back to college, now with the transfer portal available, guess what? He could end up down in Kentucky because he wants to play for the guy that has developed him into an All-American. In a sense, like you said earlier, it's a business decision. He, in his mind, if he ends up going to Kentucky, who has been the one key guy that has developed Kofi from a raw freshman into an All-American, essentially, in 2 years? It's Orlando Antigua. So if Kofi is out there understanding the NBA doesn't want him right now, maybe he says to himself, okay, I know I need to play another year of basketball in college. And to do that and to make sure that I continue to develop like I can, the one thing that I know has happened is this guy, Orlando Antigua has developed me leaps and bounds. That doesn't mean that Illinois didn't have a lot to do with that. Brad Underwood, the strength and conditioning coach, Fletch,
yeah.
Couldn't think of his name. There's a lot of variables there. Don't get me wrong. It's not just Orlando Antigua, but he was his big man coach, and he certainly helped develop Kofi over 2 years. And I don't, Omar Payne would tell you, it's incredible how good Kofi became over 2 years. So in a way, in a sense, can we step back as Illinois fans and say, you know, Kofi is making a business decision since effective July 1st. It's all about business now for college athletics. He's making a business decision in the sense that this isn't Kentucky better than Illinois. This is this guy, Orlando Antigua, who's no longer at Illinois, is the one that has developed me into what I am now. And if I'm going to continue to make that development and next year, kind of like Io did, make it to the NBA, then the best thing for me to do would be to go to Kentucky and get development from Orlando Antigua. Now, that's not what Illinois fans want to hear. I don't even like saying it.
Sure.
And I, believe me, I will lead the charge in public enemy number one being Kentucky if this happens to where he goes down and plays at Kentucky. That would make me sick. But that could happen.
You make some fair points as far as the reasoning, which would certainly be there. And then there's just the perception, whether it is perception or reality or a mix of both, with Kentucky being this NBA factory and that Cal has this kind of pull with Clutch Sports, I think who it is, with the agency, and just if Cal gives you the stamp of approval, and if you do what you just did at Kentucky, maybe improve a couple of aspects of your game, all of a sudden you're a big coming out of Kentucky that might get more of a nod. And I don't know how much credence I want to give that or how legit that actually is. There's no doubt about the relationship Kofi has with Orlando, who was the primary recruiter. I mean, Orlando's the reason you got Kofi.
Right,
Let's be real with everybody. That is the reason you got Kofi in the recruitment. He has the ties to the people that are around Kofi, his family, those that are advising him as far as basketball-wise in New York. And this shows you, again, why losing Orlando was bigger than just Orlando going forward or whatever.
Good call.
You should be happy that this didn't happen with Curbelo.
Yeah.
And that was a fear that it certainly would.
Big fear.
And it would change kind of the way you think about the way Orlando left. Not that Orlando had this in his mind throughout the entire time that, hey, I'm going to go down to Kentucky, Kofi's going to go through the draft, and then we're gonna reel him in and get in people's ear and say, you should hit the portal, you should come down to Kentucky.
You know he had to have thought that a little bit.
Well, you know Cal had to think it a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. I mean, Orlando, whether or not he was extremely nice and did everything right when leaving Illinois and basically saying, hey, Brad, I'm not going to recruit any of these kids to Kentucky, in the back of his mind, he's got to know that the big fella loves Orlando Antigua, and he's the reason, like you said, he's here. Sure. And if I go to Kentucky, I'm not exactly taking a step down going to Kentucky. So he's got to know in his mind that if he does that, that Kofi could follow.
Yeah, and I get that. I think that, as you mentioned, while there is reasoning and you could explain why this would be something Kofi would look at as far as Kentucky specifically, it would just add to, again, the questions of this entire offseason where you can explain away and say, Adam started every game on this team. His mom, you know, wasn't super happy. We're in a different situation. He goes to LSU. Chin Coleman, Orlando, Gentry, all gone. You can all say different reasons why and explain that away. And not that we haven't talked about like perception or whatever, but if Kofi is, in addition to that, part of that offseason, just pieces leaving Illinois goodness. And like if he decided to leave and go to Kentucky, you'd sit there and ask, like, what happened to this team?
Right.
And this feeling of Illinois basketball is back. This team, we can win it all. Like, we can beat anybody. We're not afraid of anybody.
Nope.
Just kind of this pride and this, like, we built this thing back up. We're a power now. And pieces of that leaving. Like, and for a huge cornerstone piece like Kofi, like, that would be something that you would really be bummed about and just kind of wondering why and what happened.
Right, exactly. And I know somebody on the U of I Atlanta Link text line asked that. Here's what we're going to do. We got Jason Hegemeyer coming up from the ticketing office at Illinois. We had this planned before Kofi's news broke. So at 5:05, we'll try to get to some of your texts on this, and we'll let Derek respond to some of them. But you're right. I mean, you know, the saying is Illinois, Illini fans say it, Illinois just can't have nice things. Now, we're sitting here saying this on July 1st without even knowing if Kofi's going to play college basketball next year, without even knowing if the NCAA is going to allow him to play college basketball next year due to him selling his gear before the name, image, and likeness came out. And even the sense, like you said, the name, image, and likeness cannot work on an Illinois gear. So if he's signing his jersey or a practice jersey or anything, he's not allowed to do that even under the NIL. So there's a lot of questions to be answered. We don't even know if he's not going to come back and play for Illinois.
But that's true as well.
But man, is it easy to go down the wrong path in your mind.
Right. We've just talked a lot about Kentucky. We don't even know.
Nope.
If that's what's in Kofi's mind at all.
He might be going to SIU. Okay, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe he's not. I know. Listen, it's frustrating. It is frustrating. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a deep breath. We have a lot of people that have texted him, the U of I Atlanta Link text line. We're going to get to that. Jason Hegemeyer is on the line. I hate to do this. I hardly ever do this to a guest, but we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk some Illini tickets, specifically football, specifically Nebraska. I, as a season ticket holder, want to look around and see orange and blue in Memorial Stadium and not gray or red, especially. I want to get this thing going. So I had asked Jason if he could join us today, kind of give us an update on that. When we come back, we will talk about that. Keep your text coming in. I promise at like 5:05 or maybe the end of this hour. No, it'd be 5:05. We'll get to some of those and read those and let you know what we think. It is The Drive.
Want to bring more smiles to your sparkling water? Introducing Bubbly from Pepsi, a delicious sparkling water with no calories, no sweeteners, all smiles, with 16 flavors. And now, Bubbly Bounce delivers all of the delicious flavor and hydration of the original, now with just a kick of caffeine. Pick up some Bubbly the next time you're looking for a refreshing change. Brought to you by Pepsi Cola, Champaign Urbana Bottling Company.
Looking to remodel your kitchen with a brand new quartz or granite countertop? Look no further than Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. I'm Jay Lehman, and when I needed a new countertop, I went to Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath. As a direct fabricator of quartz and granite countertops, they always beat the big box store in price. Luther Falls Kitchen and Bath is taking orders now to get your project going by the end of summer. Visit their store located on North Madison, Champaign, or visit them online at lutherfalls.com. That's lutherfalls.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Happy birthday, America. I have very specific reasons why I'm grateful and thankful. And if you want to know why, see my video at HabibHabib.com, and I bet you may put a few flags in your own yard. Thank you, America.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, a champion for purpose and progress since 1868. Member FDIC.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B. Catch my boys, Lante and Derek Piper, weekdays from 4 to 6 on The Drive. Boom, boom, brr. Ah!
Georgia B. Georgie B, baby. All right, it is The Drive with Say and Piper. Lante, Derek Piper. We're going to talk some more about Kofi. I'm going with the idea, Derek, that this is him closer to coming back to play college, and he's going to go play at Illinois.
Okay.
Or he's not going to go play at Illinois. He's going to come back and play at Illinois. That's what I'm doing. And Jason Hegemeyer would be fine with that because guess what? Be a lot of tickets being sold, although that's usually never a problem for college basketball here at Illinois. Jason Hegemeyer is our guest, Illini Associate AD, ticketing office. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing good. What a great day to get on and talk Nebraska football tickets,
hey,
right?
Hey, I'm all about that. You and I were emailing a few days ago. I mean, let's change the subject is what Jason's saying. You know what? I mean, you and I were emailing about this because just out of nowhere, I thought to myself, where are we at? Because I know there was a big push by Brett Bielema and, of course, a lot of the coaching and, of course, the ticket office in terms of let's sell out this game with Nebraska. So I thought I'd get you on to kind of see for Illinois fans where we're at with that. I mean, there's still plenty of tickets obviously available. Where do we stand when it comes just to simply that game before we get into everything else?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. I appreciate you having me on to talk about it, yep. Right? So Coach is right. I mean, if you've heard him talk, this is a huge game for us being the opener, but it's also not just our opener. It's the opening game of college football for the entire season. And so there'll be a lot of eyeballs on this game. Huge opportunity for our team. So, you know, we want to make sure that people are there in full effect because we're going to need that home crowd to push us over the top for that one. So we launched ticket sales as soon as the governor said we could be at 100% capacity. We took advantage of that and went on sale immediately with single game tickets.
Yes.
Now, you know this, we usually aren't on sale until late July with single game tickets, right? So in a typical year, we wouldn't be selling tickets for another month.
Right.
But we wanted to take advantage of that initial excitement, and we went on sale immediately. Right now, you know, that crowd right now, we're building. So we haven't sold that many single game tickets.
Okay.
We're, you know, between seasons and singles, we're pushing over 30,000 right now. But look, don't pay attention to that number right now because that's normal. What we need to pay attention to is where we're at the end of August. And so, you know, there's a lot of work to be done between now and then. But this is exactly where we're supposed to be. And so we have a lot of opportunities out there for people to still get to that game. You know, so let's not assume it's a sellout.
Okay.
You know, there's plenty of opportunities for them to come see the game. The ticket prices, they're as low as $35 on the horseshoe. There are $50 sideline seats available. So there's still lots of great ticket locations available for that game. And you know, you'll start to see all of our advertising start ramping up after the 1st of July here. And and especially when we start to hit training camp and we start
right.
talking football all day long, you're going to hear us pushing it.
Well, and Jason, let's be honest, I'm probably a good example. Now, I'm a season ticket holder, so I've got that done, but I'd be a perfect example. I've got a son playing baseball, basketball right now. You got the farmers in the field. I mean, people are it's summer, right? I mean, so we're not necessarily thinking Illinois football, and like you said, to your point, most of the time, as the season nears is when people start to think about that, start to make plans for the season. So look, we're all busy, so I get it that it's not at the top of your list in terms of doing that, but I just think even if you're not going to become a season ticket holder, if you're just wanting to experience Illinois football, what a perfect time. You've got 22 super seniors coming back. You've got a brand new coaching staff with Coach Bielema coming in who has had major success in the Big Ten. You have a Big Ten opponent coming in week one. How often does that happen? And it's a Nebraska team that we know can bring a lot of fans. I guess I'm pleading here. It's like, let's just get out there and get this done and make it happen. And like you said, they're still very affordable tickets for this game.
Yeah, let's just take that whole last minute of dialogue and just like save that tape, right? Because you're making all the selling points for me right there. All the things that you know, we've been trying to tell people and all the things that will build up the excitement to the start of this season, they're all legit and they're all real. Now, again, like you mentioned, like it is summertime. This is not when Illinois fans typically buy their tickets, right? But remember who you're playing in the opener. Remember what team you're playing and remember when their fans don't wait to buy. So we need Illinois fans to step up and start buying their seats so that we can make sure that stadium is packed with people in orange and blue and not red. So,
love it.
You know, great opportunity to start the season against them. It's a great opportunity to see Coach Bielma in a really competitive game, right? We're going to really see what this team is made of in that opener.
Yep.
And so we've all been sitting in our houses waiting and saying, hey, boy, I can't wait till we can get back out and get back to normal. I can't wait till we can get back inside a sporting event. And now is your time because it's the first college football game of the year.
Boom.
For everyone.
Jason, what are season ticket options looking like right now if you wanted to check out the horseshoe and get a spot next to Lon Tay?
Yeah, baby,
I think they have the, if I'm remembering correctly, the Hickory River stand is over there, and so is the P-Wall.
Yes!
You got two big positives, and then you throw Lon in the mix. So whether it be...
We've had to discount those seats around Lon Tay to try to get people to buy those. No, I mean, there's all kinds of affordable opportunities for season ticket holders. I really like what we have to offer for people. You know, right now you can sit in the horseshoe for $149 a piece, right? So you can get a really, really good deal, seven games for $149.
That's it.
Big Ten.
Like, yeah. I'm stopping Jason. I am being so rude right now, Jason, but $149 and you can go watch all of the home games. I mean, for that price, Jason, if your son or daughter has a cross-country meet one Saturday and you can't make it, give your tickets to your neighbor and say, hey, you know what? It was only $149. You don't have to give me anything. I mean, I'm sorry, so I'll let you continue. $149 to see every Big Ten game, or every game,
You're exactly right. I mean, and that's what that price is designed to do, right? We're trying to create just lower entry points for people who maybe aren't as invested, but we make that decision a little bit easier for you. So if you think, look, I realize it. Like, it's hard when you have kids you have kids playing sports to get to seven Saturdays to commit to that. I know that, right? And so
Amen. We
have to find ways to make it affordable for people and also make it so that, you know, like, they don't feel like they're wasting their money if they can't come to a game or two, right?
Right.
But if you're going to buy season tickets, which obviously you can get in the horseshoe for $149, like, I didn't even mention earlier that we have an iFund family four pack. You get four season tickets for $399.
Wow.
And you get a parking pass as part of that. So, like, that right there is extreme value, right?
Huge.
We also have relationships with, it's totally easy if you're a season ticket holder. You can log into your account online. You can resell your tickets. We partner with StubHub to provide our season ticket holders the opportunity to list their tickets on there. So it's clean, it's transparent, it's totally out in the open, it's okay to do it. I always have to tell a season ticket holders, like, you can talk about it, it's okay, you can do it. We partner with them on purpose because we want you to be able to resell those, because guess what? When you get value for those tickets, if you can't come to a game, that means you're going to renew again next year.
That's exactly
because
right.
Know that you have a place where you can resell those if you can't make it to a game.
Yep.
So there's all kinds of opportunities for people that want to become invested and be a season ticket holder, and obviously we want that. But look, you're right. We start off talking about Nebraska, and I'm cool talking about Nebraska because it's game one. We have seven home games, right? Like, we're going to have, like, as this season rolls through, we're going to have many opportunities for people to get out to Memorial Stadium. We got a lot of really good opponents coming in. But that first one against Nebraska is just looming on the schedule. It's huge.
It's huge. And by the way, on my birthday, October 9th, here comes Brett Bielma's Wisconsin Badgers, where he was a coach at. And we all remember the last time the Badgers came to town. That was a fun little day. So that's going to be a special one. I mean, there are just so many chances to catch big games. And Jason, one last time, because I want you to mention that iFund thing. I'm a guy that also, of course, I donate to the iFund, so I get a parking pass. That's huge. Because, you know, parking can be expensive. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it can be expensive. But for a lot of people, they probably think, well, I'd go to the game, but then I don't know where to park, and I don't know what to do. And I get it. But if you can get a parking pass to where is delivered to your house along with your tickets, to where every Saturday you come up, or even Friday night this year, you come up to the game and all you have to do is throw that pass out there. They let you right in the lot, and then you're done. Then you just got to go find me in the tailgate lot, and you're good to go. So, I mean, the parking pass, I think, is one of those things that makes a lot of sense as well.
Yeah, I mean, most people kind of undervalue that.
Yes.
You know, for those that are involved in our program, they know what great parking opportunities we do have. If you're a season ticket holder and you come to every game, parking costs $25 outside Memorial Stadium. So take a look at the value right there.
Right.
7 times 25. You're getting a parking pass included with your package of season tickets if you buy the iFund 4-pack. And so, you know, there's, like I said, there is extreme value in that. Those seats are located up in the east balcony right now.
Perfect.
But look, we're talking about if we have options for people. You know, of course, if you want to sit on the 50-yard line and you want to become a member of the iFund, I want to talk to you.
Yep.
If you want to sit on the 20-yard line, I want to talk to you.
Yep.
But I have all kinds of options in the horseshoe. I got things to offer up in the east balcony. These are really, really affordable ways to become invested in the Illini and become a season ticket holder. And then, you know what? Over time, you know, hopefully we get people involved and then they start upgrading and we move them up and we replace with new people. So
it's awesome.
Look, it's a great time to get involved because we're right at the beginning of Coach Bielma's era. So it's I'm really excited about this opener against Nebraska.
Amen.
I think it's a privilege to play on opening weekend. I'm really fired up about it. I just want our fans in orange and blue there.
I love it. And Jason, if people call in for tickets and mention me, they can sit next to me during the Scorpion concert that eventually will happen at the State Farm. Ethan, you and I are going to the Scorpions concert.
Yeah, it's a combo, right? Like, we'll just make it an add-on for you.
Let's go!
Right?
That would be awesome. All right, Jason, we won't even get into basketball right now because we're just so interested in football, and I'm with you. I mean, you got a chance. Listen, we're not opening the season against Ball State. It's Nebraska, and you have a chance to come have some fun. The weather will be nice. You can do a little tailgating if you want, and then head in and watch the start of the Brett Bielma era here at the University of Illinois, and hopefully a victory over Nebraska. Jason Hegemeyer, you do a great job, buddy, and it's always fun to visit with you. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
All right, buddy. That is Jason. He does a wonderful job. Illini Associate AD, of course, in charge of ticketing. His Twitter, I asked Derek, how do you say, because it's the Big Ten, it's at B1G ticket. So it's almost there like saying at Big Ten ticket, but it's at B1G ticket. And the one thing, and I'll say this, that the ticket office, they're wonderful to work with. The other day, I was changing addresses I wanted my tickets to come to my business instead of anywhere else. And I just sent them an email because they had sent me my parking spot. And I wasn't sure if it was one of those, like, do not reply to this, but I replied anyway. And they, 2 seconds later, like, all right, we got your address changed. I'm like, you guys are awesome. So, I mean, they're wonderful to work with. Give it a chance. I know I'm sitting here, it sounds like I'm a mouthpiece for Illinois, and I'm not going to lie to you, I am right now, and it's not because I didn't go to the U of I, I don't make money off season tickets, I don't make money off you going to Nebraska, I want you to be there with me. I want us to experience that Nebraska game and how fun that's going to be. We finally get to go to games again. And just imagine when noon rolls around on that date, whatever it is, that we can have some fun in the lots, and then we can head in and welcome in the Brett Bielma era with 22 super seniors and a chance to go 1-0 in the Big Ten.
And beat Scott Frost.
Oh, I forgot about him.
Scott Frost!
Man, is this could be the last year of Scott Frost.
Could
by
be.
The way, so this is your last chance to see Scott Frost.
Scott Frost!
All right, we're going to flip from football to racing on the dirt at Farmer City. When we come back, we will visit with Lance Speaker. They've got Fan Appreciation Night tomorrow. They got a big weekend of racing at Farmer City. I know a lot of you love racing and especially love the racing on the dirt. We'll talk about it next. It is The Drive. At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Anyone can sell a home right now, but getting the most money? That's another thing. Hey, it's Diane Ducey. My friends at the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty know how to get you every dime your home is worth. They have a special placement with Zillow, which directs out-of-area buyers to Nate first. The more buyers who see your home, the greater demand. The greater demand, the more money you get. Don't trust the sale of your most important financial asset to anyone else. Google Nate Evans Group and learn more.
The dog days of summer are here. Maybe you have laundry piling up before your family vacation, or your garage refrigerator has conked out from the extreme heat. Go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World for a brand new high-capacity laundry pair or a new fridge that fits that garage budget perfectly, all with a free 10-year protection plan covered by their in-house award-winning service team. Start your appliance shopping now at appliance-world.com.
Illini fans, Jets Pizza has been making the best pizza on the planet for 40 years. They've always been committed to quality, like hand-pressed dough, fresh mozzarella, and sauce made from Mama Jet's secret family recipe. All baked to perfection. It takes more work, but take one bite and you'll get it. Now get a large barbecue chicken pizza topped with grilled chicken, mozzarella, crispy bacon, and red onion for $15.99 using code BBQ. And don't forget to flavorize your crust for free. Jets, best. Better, because it has to be.
All right, Pipes, I need your help real quick before we start talking dirt.
I got you.
Megan texted in on the U of I line. I like text. I said, who are our home games for Illinois?
Nebraska.
Got it.
UTSA.
Okay.
Maryland on a Friday.
Oh, let's go.
Friday night. Charlotte, early October, followed by Wisconsin for homecoming.
Ooh, Lon's birthday.
October 30th, Dad's Day, Rutgers.
Let's go.
And then season finale at home against Northwestern.
Okay. Wisconsin and homecoming, Nebraska. Those are some fun dates right there. So, yeah, contact ticket office. I forgot to ask Jason how to do that. Just findingillini.com. You can figure it out. Let's talk about dirt. Let's talk about racing. Lance Speaker, Farmer City Raceway. How are you, Lance?
Doing good, doing good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. You've got a big weekend coming up. I'm going to give you the floor. What do we got coming up at Farmer City?
Well, I'm glad that we're actually going to get it in.
Amen.
A week ago today till now, we've had 11 inches of rain, so we're finally on the track ready. But tomorrow night, our fan appreciation night, it's always a big night that everybody looks forward to every year. If you're not a huge racing fan, but you just like to come out and have fun and see fireworks, $5 gets you in the gate.
Wow.
It's kids are always, 12 and under, are always free. We're going to have a full slate of racing. We're going to have driver autographs, intermission, and then, of course, a huge fireworks show to kick off the 4th of July weekend.
I love it. Gates open at 4. You've got hot laps at 6:30. I always enjoyed the hot laps thing before the racing really starts. I always love those guys just zipping around a track. Explain a little bit how that works and then into the racing. Is this late models? What else do you have racing tomorrow?
Yep, we've got late models, modifieds, street stocks, and pro late models, which are the crates. And, yes, everybody tends to pile in usually, you know, especially on this weekend. They come early, tailgate, park on the fence, get the grills going. Got lots of campers will come out, everybody wanting to get their spot for the fireworks. But then as all of the quiet is going on when you're doing that, when, the, like you said, hot laps at 6:30, that's when the cars come out to kind of practice. That's when we've been working on the track all day, and it gets rolled in, and that's the first that the track gets kind of worked in. Just the first roller is always exciting, gives you goosebumps and gets you fun, all pumped up, ready for the night.
I love when they come out, and before they even start going, they're revving their engines, you know, and you're hearing that crisp sound. It's like, uh-oh, here we go. And then if you're on the track, sometimes you get that dirt in your face, but, man, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to play the wind. You never know which direction that wind's going to be. Make sure you don't get any dirt in your beer. Or maybe you're one of those diehards that like dirt in the beer.
I love it. So $5. Now, is this the only thing going on this weekend at Farmer City's tomorrow night, or do you have other racing going on this weekend?
That's it. Friday night is our night. Like I said, we're going to have the full slate. late models, modifieds, street stocks, and crates. And then, of course, the huge fireworks show. We try to do that after the autograph session, you know, somewhere around 9:30 or so.
Perfect.
And then get into our feature event for the night, and then everybody else can go on about their weekend everywhere else for the weekend.
That sounds good. So, in other words, you'll do some racing, and then you'll stop for the autographs, then the fireworks, and then, hey, if you've had enough by then, that's fine, head home. But then all of a sudden, the feature racing comes along. So that'll be a fun night. Again, $5, that's it, at Farmer City. It's easy to get to the track, but can you kind of walk us through town on how we get to the track once we get to Farmer City?
Yeah, it's very easy. If you're coming from Champaign and Bloomington or wherever you're coming from, we're right on 74, halfway between. Get off, head to the four-way stop at Hucks and Casey's. That's 150. Head west. Go around the curves. Got to go by Dewey's Drive-In. A lot of people come early and stop there. They're definitely a destination in Farm City as well. And then you get around the curves, and you'll see the pit sign is there by the Legion, and then the main entrance, and you're there. Come on in and enjoy.
And Lance, there's always plenty of room at a racetrack. There's no doubt about it. Lance Speaker, Farmer City Raceway. It's tomorrow night. Gates open at $4, $5. There'll be fireworks. There'll be some autographs from the drivers. You got some hot laps. You got fireworks. And you've got, of course, the featured racers. Races. Lance, you guys have a great time tomorrow night in Farmer City.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. And everybody come on out and enjoy the weekend.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. That is Farmer City, man. And if I know I just talked about this, Derek, with Illinois football. If you are not one that has ever experienced dirt track racing, I am a guy that doesn't know the first thing about a car. I would not know how to change my own oil. I could probably figure it out. I have changed a tire, so I guess I'm in the system, just not quite. But even if you're not a race fan, you just go out and the sounds of that and the these are cars just banging in each other, late models, modifieds. This is fun, man, just for a night. You talk about something that's not like any other. You know, whether you go eat downtown or you go eat somewhere in a small town, whatever, you're still eating. How many times do you get to go to racing? And not only that, but dirt track racing. You haven't been alive unless dirt's flown in your face as those guys come around the curve. It's fun, man. I mean, it's really fun. And I would encourage, I've been to the dirt track races in my life probably 30 times or more. And I'm not a huge race fan, but it's just the idea of going out there and seeing something different. I think it's fun. So Farmer City gives you
that
chance.
I'd like to check it out sometime. I heard tailgating.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm a diehard with the dirt and the beer. I'll give it a try. I mean, beer's still beer.
It's like pipes, here they come. And, you know, this isn't Talladega where they don't come around for another minute. This is like about every 20 seconds or so, you got another, you know, coming by you, spraying you. We should do that. The three of us should head out after a Friday sometime and head to Farmer City and catch some racing.
Sounds good.
I mean, it's close to home. Let's get her done. All right, we got to take a break. America, exactly. Got to take a break. Dawson Garcia was at Illinois this week touring. Where did he go next? Derek Piper will let you know. We'll read some of your texts as well on the U of I Atlantic Lake text line regarding Kofi. We'll do it next.